Welcome on in to episode 27 or 28. Why do I do this every week? 28 of When Worlds.
Start again.
Yeah.
Welcome on in.
We'll toss that out. All right. Welcome on in to episode 28 of When Worlds Collide, guys. Happy to be back with you in the new year. Happy 2022, everybody.
Yes, sir.
We survived another year of the Coco.
Oh, yeah.
And as you all know, Tow Truck and BRZ are going to learn. You know how we start these things, guys. A little crack, McGee.
Already cracked him.
Yeah, we got twist-offs and he's got gin, so no crack. Cheers, everybody.
Normally there's one person you take as a beer.
Mm-hmm. And the other thing we do to start these podcasts is pose a question of the day for you. I have a very special question of the day for everyone. So over this past weekend, I secured not my first, but second fantasy football championship amongst our friend group.
I forgot I have this thing.
And Trent was lucky enough to be graced with my penis that was just all over the league this year. And with that being said, the question of the day is...
Set you up, bro. I gave you that win. Don't get that big head. And I gave you everything.
So the question of the day is, guys, which finger should I buy another championship ring for? So I currently have one on my ring finger because I'm married to the game. It's a true love story, as Lil Wayne once said.
Lift it up a little.
Which finger do you think I should buy another ring for?
Not answering this question. I want to just say this year was a success for me because I was the clear favorite to take the shit award and end up having to do the punishment. And the fact that I almost made playoffs, I would argue, makes me more of a success than you.
Oh, yeah.
Because you did a punishment last year in order to get your ring. You sold your soul. I would never.
And that's why you'll never have a championship.
Oh,
maybe. But I'll also never have my ass waxed because I lost too many fantasy games. So I think in general, I really ended on top. Does that answer your question?
No, it actually doesn't.
I may have forgotten the question, but that's my answer.
It's fine. Tow Truck actually answered it for you. He goes, get one for the middle finger so you can show it off. And I would love to do that. So
I was thinking the same
thing.
That is
a power
too.
Move.
Yeah, so they'll just stack right next to each other.
Flick them together.
Dude, could you imagine if Brent lost, though? That would be in my hands. Between the podcast and like,
it won't happen. It won't happen.
You'd be like,
speaking of that, we got to take a look next week to see. Yeah, too much power. Next week, we got to take a look to see who's winning our bet for playoffs in the NFL. See who's got more right.
Isn't this the last spread that we're doing, though? I thought we were resetting this week.
So we reset last week.
Oh, we did?
No, I'm talking about, remember at the beginning of the NFL season, me and Carl bet who would play in the playoffs, win the Super Bowl, and all that.
Okay.
We said we were going to do some sort of major punishment. I'd be interested. I haven't taken a look at it since. I don't even remember who I picked other than I had the Browns going to the Super Bowl. So not a great start.
Not a great start.
For one.
Yeah.
That's
all right. There's always next year.
Wait. So if we're restarting the spreads, does that mean I win? Because I wasn't.
We'll call it
a
draw.
I remember I was up by one last week.
I was up by one.
Yes, sir.
You win, but remember I said I was going to do the loco bong?
Oh, yeah. So you came in last.
Yeah, I'm a bong of four loco on stream. So probably next
week.
Right now? No, not right now. That'll probably happen next week.
I think since both of you lost, Frank, you got to do a loco bong too.
Absolutely not. We are not adding rules to this.
I mean, me as a winner, I think Carl already submitted to his punishment. Since I won, I think I could dish out a punishment. I think you got to join Carl with a loco bong.
I think he's got to be maybe like a step down.
Maybe a step down.
Like an ice.
Oh, we can do an ice. Yeah. Ice not
super. Yeah, that's fair.
He's got to ice himself next week.
I vote to I. I'm in. I will do that.
Two ices. How about that? Back to back.
Alrighty. Anyways, guys, do we want to do a round of truth or drink / would you rather before we hop on into the gaming news?
Let's get it.
Yeah, we got Mr. Tow Truck submitting a Mr. or Mrs. Tow Truck submitting a truth or drink here. We could do one of those and then a round of Would You Rather. You want to do that?
Yeah, that sounds good, man. And then we'll hop on into the gaming stuff.
All right, let's start with the Would You Rather while I get a site pulled up here because we're out of those truth or drink cards. Smalls.
Yes, sir.
Would you rather have a personal caddy that will carry anything you have wherever you go, or a minstrel, whatever that is, who will record the events of your life in a song?
Is that like a bard?
I'm thinking like the song is like something you would hear in like Game of Thrones, you know?
Yeah, or like The Witcher with Jaskier. Yeah.
Dude, the bard, absolutely.
Yeah, right? I was looking at that too. That's sick.
I can carry my own shit.
Yeah.
But I can't write musical notes, you know, about my life. True. That'd be dope.
It'd be a
But he's always with you all the time, so he's gonna be like standing in your room while you're sleeping. With like his whatever, like his ukulele or whatever instrument on it.
That's fine, man. That's more on his eyes than mine. Like I
Carl woke up. I wouldn't listen to that. Hungover.
Bro.
My song would be epic.
They'd be up there with Big Sean. We'd probably get Big Sean on a feature for real.
Oh,
I'm sure. He'd be dying. He'd be dying to get on there, dude. He'd be paying the bar thousands just for that feature.
Lizzo goes, I work for UPS. Give me the guy who carries shit.
Yeah. That's true.
That would be prime, dude.
You could work for UPS and FedEx or something at the same time. Take on two jobs. Right. You carry one, the other guy carries the other.
Oh, yeah.
Double your efficiency.
That's awesome.
Business, man.
What are we?
All right, Fish.
Yeah.
Would you rather emit steam from your ears when you're angry like a cartoon character or give off visible fume lines when you smell bad?
Easily the first one, because I get so pissed all the time, and people would just see me like physically angry at them. So if I was like in a corporate office, I hear some dumb shit, they will know I'm pissed at them.
You would have to start streaming with a cam, dude. People would come in just to see the steam out of your ears.
Yeah, right. I basically do it anyways because my head gets so hot. I'm a sweaty boy.
I would be. We'd be talking about NFL kickers every single episode, just to watch you get fired up.
Just
like
for
that.
The clips.
Yeah.
Yeah, easily the steam.
Tow truck. While I do my question, give me a number here because I'm gonna. I will pick this truth or drink from the list online.
Number one through what?
Ooh, I think it was 69.
Classic.
65.
Nice.
65.
Nice.
Alrighty. Would I rather have a city named after me or a professional wrestler base his gimmick on impersonating me?
That seems like a no-brainer.
You're going with the wrestler?
No, the other one.
See,
I think the wrestler would be more personalized.
Yeah.
But could you imagine? Welcome to Frint City.
Right, but how many people would like know about it? You know what I mean? Plus, right. Blacklick, a lot of people, I think, already call it Frint City. So it's like...
I mean, I don't think anyone would live in your city, though, because they know how cheesy it was.
I think it's a matter of time before the city happens organically. So I think if I had the power to choose one of these, I would go with the professional wrestler.
My God.
He definitely has the most punchable face, by the way.
That's my thing.
New
Maybe
Year,
that's
same
the gimmick.
Bullshit.
That's the gimmick the wrestler has. It's him, like, knocking my face out.
And then cool. Tow Truck said 21.
Number 21.
What we got for 21?
9 plus 10.
How old are you? I'm 12.
Did you just say 9 plus 10?
Yeah. You never saw that, Vine?
No, I didn't. I thought 10. You were being for real for a second.
No. It was 9 plus 10. 21. That's what Fish was referencing.
No, I was doing the bench warmers one.
No, you were talking about Vine.
No.
It's just that Ohio State education.
No, yeah, you're thinking
right?
of
It's
Vine.
Really shining right now.
All right, Smalls.
Buddy.
Ooh, we had this one before, I think. Tow truck, give me one. Give me another number.
One more number, tow truck. On the real
what was the question that we already did?
What's the worst thing you've done at work?
Eight.
All right, number eight. What's the most childish thing that you still do as an adult?
I mean, I wish I could show you guys my room. It's covered in gaming shit.
Yeah, so, that's a good answer.
That's got to be it. I just...
A Squirtle obsession?
I have a Squirtle obsession, yeah, that's for sure.
Carl got more gaming stuff this year than any other year that I've seen.
Yeah, I think my friends and family have given up on giving me, like, clothes and stuff.
Adult stuff? Yeah,
yeah, and they,
like actual adult things.
Yeah, and they just fully embraced my nerdism.
Hell yeah, man. So, I'm jealous of that. I got sweaters and socks, and I didn't get a single Squirtle.
Dude.
I got a rock and a bottle of bourbon whiskey, so I'm
mad. Yeah, that's true. You're way more adult than either of us. You started your rock collection that you admire over a cigar and a bottle of a Firewater.
I actually have a good reference here. I got a Pokemon hat
with Squirtle,
Charmander.
And it's fire.
Yeah, Bulbasaur, Pikachu.
I really like that hat.
Yeah, I do too. It's
fire. Water.
It's fire.
Guys, into the gaming news, we actually have some Call of Duty news that I'm excited for, which is a change of pace.
Yeah, that's a new year and we're excited about Call of Duty. What?
Yeah, so one of the famous COD leakers actually dug up some stuff about the upcoming game.
Tom Henderson?
Yeah, Tom Henderson, I believe, is his name, yeah. So, inevitably, there's a Call of Duty that comes out every year. And it's been anticipated that some of the new Modern Warfare 2 maps will be coming to the Call of Duty title. There's been long rumored that Modern Warfare 2 will be remastered, just like Modern Warfare 1 was, with its own kind of spin. But as Tom Henderson actually alludes, he's thinking that it will actually be a DLC for the game that will include Modern Warfare 2 maps, including High Rise, Terminal, and Favela. So I'm actually pretty stoked for this because I loved Modern Warfare 2, as I think most people did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I really don't have any gripes with Modern Warfare outside of like a couple of cheese weapons. But for the most part, I had a great time with the multiplayer. So if they were to introduce a DLC pack that had some of these Modern Warfare 2 maps, I think it could bring some life back into the game, and it's not the full strength, like stretch of like, all right, let's rinse, repeat a completely new $60 game.
Yeah.
Yeah. I really like that approach, and it's probably less work for them too.
Yeah. It's definitely a good smart move on their part, because one, I think everyone's just sick of spending $60 on a new COD map and then having to wait 6+ months for it to get patched and fixed and bounced and everything. So I think them doing like a DLC, however much money, will probably be like $20-$40, which would be way better than before. So I'm excited. Terminal, I absolutely love Terminal maps, so I'm excited.
Yeah, and Rust.
That. Oh,
is
yeah.
Is that what it was called?
Oh, right. Like really Rust is small in Modern Warfare, so.
Yeah, so they actually have Rust in there, but yeah, the three that this COD leaker emphasized were Favela, High Rise, and Terminal.
I'm trying to remember what Favela looked like. Is it
it's the one where like it's like a shanty town, and it's you start one team starts at the top of the map, then the whole rest of the city like flows down.
Oh, okay, yeah, I know what you're talking
and
about.
And there's a rooftop at the bottom that you can actually shoot up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know that map. Yeah, that was a good map too.
It's a good map for getting nukes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, 100%.
You get a chopper gunner on that guy. Oh yeah, baby.
I just want to see more grenade launcher starts to maps and everything, where people get like quad or like penta kills and everything and just immediately start going into the kill streaks.
I never understood back then like why people played Bare Bones, but I don't know if it's just me being like having played so many Call of Duties now, but like I prefer Bare Bones almost because it takes out some of the cheese.
Oh, 100%, yeah. Lizzo said they got rid of Krampus in Warzone 2, which is kind of funny. It's about time that they got rid of it.
I know. Everybody that I talked to that still plays Call of Duty absolutely hated the Krampus.
Oh, it was ridiculous. I've seen so many clips of just like people just unloading hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of bolts into this Krampus monster, and it just would not die. And like after like 2-3 minutes of fighting it, they would just get third partied and they just instantly die.
Yeah, is like, that like a holiday special thing they were doing?
Yeah, it's like their Christmas event or whatever. Like it, I don't know if it was in the Verdansk map or whatever, if it was like in the BR style, but like in multiplayer, like, especially,
it was in Caldera. Yeah, it was like,
was it in Caldera? Okay, yeah, so it was in the BR. Yeah, literally, it just like it's like an unkillable monster. Not unkillable, but like, you know what I mean. Like, it just took so many bullets to kill, and people were just getting so pissed at it because, like, it was just chasing him forever and ever and ever. And either just completely run away from it, or he tried to kill it and eventually get third party by people. So, good on them for finally getting rid of that.
Yeah, so I mean, all this sounds good, but I mean, watch him just drop like $100 for remastered maps. You know what I mean? That'd be the biggest thing ever, is to build hype behind something like this and then just completely dick the gaming community.
Oh, yeah. I can see that happening.
Right. I'm not going to get my hopes too high, but the idea of it sounds awesome.
There, if one thing Call of Duty is good at is hyping people up before their new game releases.
Yeah. And then letting them down.
Exactly. Yeah. Eventually.
Although, I mean, when the last one released, it was huge. We hate it because they didn't make good updates and manage it well and stuff, but
that's like,
I definitely put my hours in when it first came out.
Oh, we strictly played Modern Warfare for like literally a year straight.
We
didn't play any other game, so we absolutely loved it, for even though it was rage inducing every time. Right. So, they did a good job with that Call of Duty, but the ones past that, not my cup of tea.
So another game that I used to love, kind of going off of how much I used to love the old Call of Duties. Another game that I used to love was Bully, made by Rockstar. I fished that he actually never had a chance to play it. I don't know if you did, Frent.
I've never even heard of it.
No.
Dude, so it's, imagine this, right? Imagine Grand Theft Auto, but like in a private school, and you're like the bully of the school.
Hence the title of the game.
Yeah, no, that checks out.
Bro, it was so much fun, but like, it wasn't even.
What's like the goal of the game?
I don't even remember. I used to always just
bully people.
At the beginning though, like you're the guy that's getting bullied, so like you're kind of taking down the bullies because like you're the new kid that got sent to this private school because like you're like a bastard at public school or whatever, you know.
So he was like the Punisher's origin story, basically.
I think so. It's been a while since I've actually played it, but I just remember loving the game, and like in the hallways you can get in fights and shit, and like you got to go to gym class and science class and all these different things.
And the combat was like pretty damn good for how old the game is. I don't know how old it is, but it came out a while ago. And I watched a streamer play it like literally a couple days ago. And when he was fighting somebody, like it looked like an actual like fight going on. Like you could like sweep the legs and take people down and kick them while they're down and everything. Like the combat looked really good in it.
Yeah, man. So
I don't know, Smalls, like how many hours you spent sitting in a video game science class.
Dude, so I actually never owned the game. My buddy had it, so I had to go to his house and play it. It was like one of those vibes when you're younger, like, damn, I don't have this one. I got to go over to Johnny's house.
My dad won't let me get it.
Yeah. Anyways, where this is coming from, it got canceled, which sucks. And for me, this is one of my most...
Sequel?
One of the biggest... Yeah, the sequel, Bully 2, has been in development for a while and officially just got canceled. So for me, this is one of my biggest disappointments in recent memory for gaming.
Yeah.
We've had a list of other, you know, delays and cancellations in general. So I was just wondering, like, in your recent memory, what's the biggest thing that you're kind of bummed you out? Because for me, Bully 2 was something I've been looking forward to for years.
Well, the easy answer for me was Halo Infinite when it got delayed for a year. But I'm glad it came out now that it is. Any other games? Oh, another one that I just learned about today, Mass Effect, the Legendary Edition, like all the remasters, is coming to Game Pass this month.
Oh, really?
It's coming to Game Pass this month, so I fucking wasted $60 on that game, and I'm pissed about that, but, you know, it is what it is at this point.
You pulled a Vinny.
I did pull a Vinny.
Vinny was notorious for buying games and then they go on Game Pass the next month. So I guess they got you with this one, Fishy.
Yeah. Well, if there's any company I'd give my money to, one is BioWare, two is Bungie. Those are the only two game companies I give them an exception for. So I'm not
this
too
is why,
about it.
This is exactly why you two should play strictly Rocket League. There's never any disappointments.
Except when
that
you
game's
play
already
it.
Out and it's always fun. Never a letdown.
I'd be disappointed with. Disappointed with my play.
Yeah, fair.
I've been sort of thinking about playing that game, but I know I'll just be trash at it, so I'm going to stick to my shooters.
Get into it, Fish. I'm sure it'll be better than I am.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
let's get it, dude.
That's not saying too much, though. I mean,
Brian keeps bugging me like every other day to play it with him, and I still have it downloaded to my Xbox, but I just.
Brian's really bad, so I'm sure it'll be better than him. He's terrible.
Friend, so anything in particular pop in your head when you think of, you know, disappointments as far as games go?
No, not really. Like, I mean, like, you know me. Like, I really do mostly only play Rocket League. I don't really, like, look forward to that many games. And the ones I do look forward to normally pull through because I only play them if they're good games that everybody's playing. So, like, not really. I will say, like, Battlefield, though. That's the first one that comes to mind. I don't know if I ever would have spent the money on it, but if enough people were playing it, I definitely would have really considered it. Because Battlefield 1, I think, is my favorite game I've ever gotten into.
So, you're talking Bad Company or actual Battlefield 1?
The Battlefield 1. It came out like when we were in college.
Gotcha, okay. Gotcha. Yeah,
I spent a lot of hours in that, and I think it's kind of a letdown that this new one doesn't live up to the hype.
I gotcha. I was just laughing because of Brian's going faking. Friends call it in Rocket League's our elite. He said
faking, like, that's my go-to, man. I do that well.
I knew Brian was gonna be in the chat when we talked about that.
Yeah, that's why I said something. But like, you'd be surprised how many times per game I just fly past the ball and totally fake out my own teammates, my opponents, myself. It's
your
I'm
strats are
it.
Just so next level. Nobody can follow through.
When we had John on for his interview, he wasn't recruiting you for the Akron Zips team, man.
It's only a matter of time. Faking and bumping, those are like my only two. It's like I'm playing lacrosse again, man. I can't do anything with the ball, but I just run into people and fly around.
That's exactly what I did, too. I just hit people and just toss the ball to somebody else whenever I could get a chance.
Sounds like Tow Truck is very similar to your kind of gameplay, Friend. Run into each other.
Yeah, let's partner up. Fish, now we got three.
Yeah, there
you go. Let's run it.
We got our
this
squad.
This is also why I play strictly Rumble, because like it's a lot worse people, and like if you screw up, it's not as noticeable. So we'll run it up.
So Rocket League has a pretty crazy big player base, and kind of on the same note of player bases, Steam actually just set another new record. Friend, would you like to, or not Friend, Fish, would you like to elaborate on this a little bit, buddy?
Yeah, so...
I have no idea what you were talking about.
Yeah,
like
so...
pop quiz.
Friend, messing it up. Friend, your face is so damn gorgeous, it's distracting half the time, okay?
Punchable.
But, also punchable at the same time. But anyways, Steam started off strong. Even though we're 4 days into January with the new year, they just currently broke their all-time high user base and everything with 28 million concurrent players. And this is after they broke their previous record back in November of 27 million players. So Steam has been on an absolute roll these past couple months. And it's not in due to... like new 2021 games, but like other, you know, like older games that have kept the population up and everything.
What are some of the old games that are like reinvigorating Steam's player base?
So I made a list. The top 10 are, at number 10 we have Football Manager, which is actually a 2021 game. Coming at number 9 is Ark Survival Evolved, which is a 2017 game. We have New World, which I played a lot. That came out in 2021 as well. And then we have Rust coming at number 7. Number six, we have Team Fortress 2.
Fortress 2 is still that high.
Bro, it's that game is absolutely insane. I'm still tempted to play it every now and then. It's hella fun. Like, yeah. People, it's just a ridiculous game because there's just like so much shit going on in there.
When I first downloaded Steam, I downloaded Team Fortress on my MacBook and tried playing it. What a mistake that was.
Yeah, that game is not for the faint of heart. I just get wrecked in it anytime I played it.
Well, my MacBook just couldn't even play it.
Remember it came out for the orange box back in 360? You remember that?
Dude, I think we might have talked about this on a past episode, but I missed out on the orange box.
Oh, it was,
I know,
because
it
great.
It had
Half-Life 2, yeah. Portal, Team Fortress 2, and one other game I'm blanking out on.
I can't think of it right now. I went back and played them, but at the time I had missed out on the orange box, like back when it actually released.
Yeah, it was a great deal for a game when it first came out. But then top five games, we have GTA 5, came out in 2015. We got Apex, PUBG, Dota 2, and then coming at number one is Counter-Strike Global Offensive, whatever it's called.
Yeah, that's no shocker there.
Yeah, those are, well, the top three games are easily like one of the best competitive esports games out there right now, so it kind of makes sense that those that like boost the player base for Steam and everything. But yeah, Steam's been doing good and makes me proud to be a PC gamer.
Would you consider yourself a PC gamer?
Yeah.
If you had to identify as one?
You can't say one.
Yeah, I know.
I would say I'm a Switch hitter. Okay. I mean, like, I strictly played PC for 4 years or whatever when I first built it, like 5 or 6 years ago. And then I switched back to Xbox because I missed the boys.
Yeah, fair enough.
So I'll go back and forth every now and then.
So I know this question gets posed very often. But would you guys consider the PC to be the master race then? Quote unquote. Where do you stand on that one?
100%. Oh, easily. Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
is mobile included?
Mobile is included, yeah.
Oh, wait. I wasn't thinking about mobile. I think it's a tight race between the two, but I think PC gamers comes out on top. The player base is just so high for it. It's ridiculous. And
More competitive, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's more competitive and just like all these things. Like, there's just so much going on. Like, mobile gaming is just for, you know, casual players. I hate to say it, but like, it's for people who, you know, just like want to burn some time either on their commute on a train or a bus, or, you know, they're just like chilling at home and they have their phone with them and everything. But PC gaming, I think it definitely has the most player base that generates the most money. It has like the most viewership for esports and just all that, so it's got everything.
It's definitely
going for it.
More of the expert gamers for sure.
I think one,
and you know that because my past three Google searches are what is Team Fortress 2, what is the Orange Box, and what is Global Strike. So clearly, it's a league above me.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know that there needs to be one master race. Clearly, as you have a PC and an Xbox. But I think one of the big advantages to PC that actually wasn't mentioned is the fact of all the different mods that PC has. I think that is what gives them an edge.
Right.
Because I think you can argue different points as far as, you know, power and graphics and different things along that line.
Yeah.
But I think the big edge PC gets is the mods. I mean, if you just look at Grand Theft Auto role playing alone, I mean, that's still one of the biggest games on Twitch.
Yeah, it was actually the number one viewed game on Twitch for 2021.
Well,
how old is the game again? It came out 2015. Yeah.
I believe it's 2013.
Really?
Yeah, because I believe it was 2013 it came to next gen consoles at the time, because I got it on the 360 and then I bought the upgraded version for $10 for my Xbox One. That was in 2013.
Wow.
So
you are correct.
I thought that trend was only for the Xbox One and next gen, but they've been doing it for a while now.
Oh yeah, they've been milking that thing dry.
Well, that's crazy, man. We're coming up on a decade of that.
So if you guys had to rank the different consoles, you know, Xbox, PlayStation, PC, Switch, mobile, in what order would you rank them?
I think I would go PC, then, I hate to say it, mobile, Xbox, PlayStation, then Nintendo. Not based on, like, player count or anything. It's just my thought on it.
So, yeah, I was going to say, like, what are we ranking them on? Because player count, I mean, you could Google. Are you just saying, like quality and what they offer? And
yeah, we'd do quality of life and your own personal just take on it.
Yeah, I guess this would be a pretty open question, but...
Mm-hmm.
Coach said you go PC, Xbox, PlayStation, mobile, and then Nintendo.
Yeah, like that was going to be what I did too, but you can't deny how popular mobile gaming is.
I'll probably go right on board with Tow Truck, to be honest. I know mobile gaming is huge, but like the thing is, there's no bad option because like Nintendo being last is not bad at all.
Mm-hmm. I think Nintendo's being slept on, man. I think Nintendo could be around. Well, I don't know if any of them are going anywhere, but I mean, Nintendo's huge even on mobile because of Pokemon Go, and they've got those Mario.
It's actually not Nintendo; it's Niantic.
Oh,
it's Nintendo people, and they've got the movies coming out and stuff now. I think I don't know. I think I'd put them above Xbox and PlayStation, and then I'd have still PC first, mobile second. Just because of the number of users on that.
Yeah,
you're right. The console that doesn't even have party chat is definitely above Xbox and PlayStation.
I think those two compete too closely. I feel like they don't set them they don't set themselves apart.
I think they're all great. It depends on what circumstance you're in. You know what I mean? If you're hanging out with the bros, plugging some reebs, Nintendo's the move.
Well, the one thing I was thinking about, everyone always like talks about like the console wars between like Xbox and PlayStation and everything, but I think just that, you know, mindset have shifted. Microsoft doesn't give a single crap about PlayStation anymore. They're competing with Steam right now.
Yeah.
PlayStation's still competing with Xbox because we talked about this before, how they're making their own Game Pass version on PlayStation. Like it literally goes like Microsoft is competing with Steam for best games on the market now and just like accessibility for everyone. Steam's just kind of up there chilling because they've been up there for decades now. And then PlayStation's still trying to do like, hey, look at our exclusives. We're doing better than Xbox now. So, and Xbox is just like, who are you guys?
Well, and their exclusives are actually coming to PC now, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
War releasing in February.
Yep.
Death Stranding's coming in the spring. Horizon Zero Dawn has already been ported to PC, and there's a rumor that more are coming.
Yeah, I'm excited.
More are coming.
Yeah, so I think with like a recent stockholder meeting that PlayStation had, they basically decided that they have to port more of their PS exclusives to PC now, and we've seen a massive success with Horizon Zero Dawn. And God of War is coming out in February, so like they're definitely gonna be doing it. But you know, PlayStation users still get that. I don't know if it'll be like a year or two of exclusivity before they port it to PC. I think it's a good move because I've been dying to play God of War so bad.
Yeah, man, definitely on my list of games I need to dabble with.
Yeah, it's a long game. It's a long game.
Are you grabbing one of these new graphics cards to play God of War?
Surprisingly, no. I think I'm chilling on graphics cards for a while until I somehow just stumble upon a better one.
Yeah, but we did get an announcement we wanted to cover today before heading on to the sports section of the podcast. Nvidia, did I say that right?
Nvidia.
Yeah, see, this is why you gotta cover this stuff.
Well, yeah.
At that point, Eric,
go ahead. If you want. I'll do it.
You got me, boo-boo.
All right, so this actually happened today. Nvidia had a special event or conference or whatever you call it. And it's basically, think of it like E3, but for Nvidia's products and everything. Mm-hmm. And it was basically like just shy of a 40-minute conference. And they just showed a plethora of products and softwares that they are coming out with. And it's just absolutely insane what they're talking about. If you ever want to feel like an idiot just watch an NVIDIA conference because these guys are so damn smart. It hurts.
they're speaking.
Yeah, I feel like an idiot almost all the time.
Well, there you go. You'd be right at home then.
Like a different language.
I mean, yeah, these guys are so stupidly smart. Like they know their shit. They really know it. But anyways, in the conference, they started off with like talking about like the 3050 series graphics card and everything and how they're implementing that in like their new laptops. They're coming out with over 160 different types of laptops for NVIDIA. Which just, I don't even know how you do that. It just blows my damn mind.
Well, like, yeah, I don't understand how that works either. It's wild, 160.
Right, yeah. So, and this is like, and the reason why they're doing this is because, according to their statistics, laptop gaming is the fastest growing gaming platform of the last year, of the last couple of years, actually. And I can confirm that because when I went to my aunt and uncle's house over Christmas, all my cousins who are under 15 years old all have gaming laptops to play with. Yeah, all three of them have gaming laptops. So I definitely believe that laptop gaming is like the fastest growing market right now. So that's probably why they're coming out with so many different laptop versions. But on top of that, what else?
So Fish, when you say like laptop gaming, you're saying that that's basically a laptop instead of like a full PC, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So what do you think that'll drive PCs extinct?
No,
getting into just as much power and traction?
I think they could just coincide together. It's whoever's preference, you know, like if you are on the move a lot, you know, like you travel, like laptop gaming is probably best for you, but you know, if you're like at home a lot, then PC gaming is for you. And like you can, they're all basically the same price points. You know, at this point in time. Yeah. So, like,
what would be the benefit of the PC? I mean, it's basically the same thing, but if the laptop's that high powered and you could just bring it with you.
Benefits of having a PC is one that you can upgrade and expand it a lot easier because laptop parts are way more condensed and differently built than,
modify,
you know,
it.
Differently built than PCs. Like their laptops are literally like not even an inch thick and they have like 3060 Ti graphics cards in them and like 2 terabyte SSDs. So
yeah, which is insane.
Yeah, I don't know how they fit it in a laptop that small, but they do it. And a drawback from a gaming laptop is one is the noise, the fan and the exhaust. It's so damn loud because it's outputting so much power. It just sucks in so much air, and it just sounds like you're next to an air conditioning unit. Whereas, like, a PC, like, Carl's PC's on right now, and I don't even hear it at all because it's got enough air intake and all that stuff. It's kind of like a small thing, but
this
not really.
This thing has seen better days.
Yeah, this PC's definitely seen some better days. So that's definitely one of the perks and drawbacks compared to PC and laptop gaming. But if I can unlock my phone real quick. one of the other things they talk about is like a lot of software things that NVIDIA does. They have NVIDIA Reflex, which is their low latency platform. This is basically for like the competitive gamers. When you have Reflex on, it basically makes your gameplay a lot smoother, and it just like lets you track people a lot better. Instead of like people like skipping across the screen, you can like basically see them like actually arcing smoothly and all that stuff. And it doesn't sound that good, but it actually is pretty damn important when it comes to like high-end esports gaming.
It's like one of those things you have to experience for yourself to like actually, like I remember when I first got the Xbox One X compared to the normal Xbox, and that was a big jump. And people didn't realize it just watching it. When you picked up a controller, you're like, whoa, this is different. And same thing when I got the Series X as opposed to the last-gen consoles now. You're like, well, it looks a lot better, but like I can't really feel the difference until you pick up the controller and you're like, wow.
Yeah, it was night and day for me with the Xbox, the original Xbox One to the original Series X. It was a massive leap in the difference you can tell and how powerful they are. But with the Reflex on, they basically showed that like 8 out of 10 of the top competitive shooters use their Reflex programming, so that just shows you how important it is. and like all those like millisecond decisions that these pro players make, like they actually make a huge difference when it comes to these tournaments and everything.
So they're making big moves.
Oh, dude, it's this is like I'm only like scratching the top. I mean, I'll briefly go over everything else. But another thing which I thought was really interesting, they have NVIDIA Studio, which is basically they started this program called the Omniverse, not to be confused with the Metaverse. But the Omniverse is like a universal program where you can pull all your editing and your like 3D modeling game stuff all into one platform instead of just porting it through a bunch of different other programs. So like to put an example, like say you're working in an Unreal Engine and you're developing landscape games and everything, you can port it to the Omniverse along with other programs and start working in just one program. So it all just like works together. I didn't fully understand it, but like it's basically pulling a bunch of different programs into one, so it's easier to work with. That's the best I can explain it.
Well, I appreciate you trying to explain it in layman's terms for me, Fish, because
these guys are super smart, like really, really smart, and I tried to dumb it down even like for myself just to like somehow comprehend what they're talking about. But this conference was just really, really interesting to watch and everything. They talked about a whole bunch of other things too.
Yeah, what are you most excited for?
New graphics card, the 3050 series graphics card. I think they're producing more of, so that'll be like a nice graphics card for people to obtain finally, without bots scalping it off people.
Yeah, you know, man, that's awesome. Like they're making big moves, and hopefully graphics cards more accessible as well as laptop gaming. So
yeah,
sounds like all good things for the consumer.
Whole bunch of smart stuff that I tried to understand, and I did the best I could.
You did a great job.
You made it sound like you knew what you were talking about. Yeah, at least carried it with confidence.
I think was asking, is Fish speaking English still?
That's what I'm saying. Like these. These guys like graduated from MIT, so like me trying to like somehow comprehend things is a little hard. Oh, dudes.
Yeah. So before we hop into sports here, guys, we got a truth or drink, and we might have a couple special guests.
And it looks like a gift.
Yeah.
A problem.
What's up, buddy? Oh man.
I can't help you there, buddy.
I think you need to go to a doctor for that one.
I hope that's not your peanut butter, bro.
I'm going to go help him get the peanut butter off real quick.
Oh, my God.
You guys let me know what the truth or drink questions are. I'll be right back.
Yes, sir. All righty. Tow truck, you want to give us a number here? This one's for Fish, so the higher number, the better.
Very true, yeah. I was not expecting Byron Frick to walk through the door right there.
65. Hell yeah. 65. Oh, man.
Put that map together, Frick.
This might be the worst question we've ever had.
Oh, God.
I hope you drink for this. Describe your best orgasm. How long did it last?
Okay.
Take a drink.
Okay. I don't even know how you describe that one right there. I'm drinking for that one 100%.
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry, tow truck.
Yeah, no, that's the game, man.
If you want to know my actual response, go to our OnlyFans. It's up and coming.
Alright, let's get this round of would you rather in two, because I think we only had one of those pulled. Alright, for me, would I rather be able to move by only skipping or only moonwalking?
Oh, God.
I think skipping.
You'd rather skip everywhere? What?
I don't think I know how to moonwalk, so I feel like it would be a struggle.
Good to see you, too.
Where's the head?
I would just make myself a difference. What's up?
Fire's taking over. Do a would you rather?
It's about time. Yeah, some personal
changes.
Time to
put the actual streamer on.
Yeah, let's get Elvira. We're gonna get you a would you rather here.
All right.
Pick a number between 1 and 65. I'll tell you, higher numbers are easier to answer. We'll get you an easy one here. 65 was just taken.
Oh, damn. I was totally going to pick this.
my question. You'd probably be able to answer the question I had.
Oh, I'm doing a would you rather.
Pick a number, buyer.
Yeah, 1 through 65.
7. If you don't think I'll do it, I don't know.
No, I was lying to you. The higher numbers are harder. I thought you'd go the other way. So your question's pretty easy. What is the hardest you've ever laughed? Give us a good, wholesome story here.
You got to plug what back again.
This is so
the hardest I've ever laughed.
Hardest you ever laughed, huh?
Yeah.
This isn't my phone.
She got one on my face there.
That's a loaded question. Oh, that's a hard question.
We need to plug Fish's mic back in. I think we're good to go now.
Buyer, you can always drink.
You can always drink. That's the alternative.
I want to answer. Drinking will help.
All right, we'll give you time to think. What's the other one we got here, friend?
Well, we pulled one for Fish already, which he chose to drink. So now we got to finish our round of would you rather. So Smalls, would you rather be able to summon background singers at any moment or have eyes that can tint themselves like sunglasses?
Oh, I want eyes that can tint themselves. Absolutely. That's cool. Yeah, that'd be cool.
One left.
I think I'd go with background singers, but you know, I respect your choice. And then Fish.
Yeah.
You got the last one here. Would you rather wear an obscenely revealing thong to the beach or be subject of a loud happy birthday song at a restaurant?
I do the birthday song. That's great. Give me all the attention on my birthday. I'm down.
Yeah.
Maybe somebody will pay for my dinner.
Yeah, so, I mean, so if it was your birthday and you wanted all the attention, then would you wear the thong?
It's a good point. I don't know. I mean, if I'm going to the beach, I'm going to a nudist beach, you know? Like, I'm a fish at heart, so I don't need no thong. I don't need no swimming trunks. I don't need nothing.
So the problem with the thong isn't that it's too revealing, it's that it's too much clothing for you.
Exactly. It's way too much for me. So, I'm a fish at heart. I just go right in the ocean.
Love that. Do we have an answer to Byer's question yet, or is he drinking?
Byer, you got an answer yet, or are you drinking?
I don't have a drink.
Yeah, that's
I feel like we could fix that. That seems like a poor excuse.
We'll find something for him to drink. You want to hop onto the sports news here?
Yeah, let's get it.
All right. So, all right. Yeah, in sports, we have two former professional athletes, Frank Gore, 5-time Pro Bowl NFL running back, versus Darren Williams, 3-time NBA All-Star, in an MMA fight. I don't know. I can't actually don't remember if it's MMA or boxing, but either way, I need to tune into this.
So two people who don't fight are in a boxing or UFC match?
Yeah, they're like...
That's what boxing is now.
They're in their upper 30s for sure, hands.
Yeah.
Right.
So, anywho... They're fighting it out. So who are we rooting here first off? Or who do you think is going to win? I got to think it's Frank Gore because he's just like a ball of muscle. Even though I do like Darren Williams, I think it's got to be Frank Gore, right?
I'm going Darren Williams.
Should we make a side bet on this?
I think it depends on what they're doing. Because height is normally a strength in boxing because you're taller, you have more of a reach. But if they're doing full MMA, I mean, I don't know. I could see Frank Gore taking the cake.
Really?
He's a moose, man. He really is.
I don't know what both of these guys look like, but I'm feeling it on Darren Williams, you know. I feel like he's a scrappy guy. So, we don't know if it's UFC or boxing, right?
Didn't this already happen,
or are they doing a rematch?
It might have already happened. I don't know. I just saw a headline for it, and I went with it. Did it already happen?
So it's not a rematch. They fought? That's what you're saying?
I guess they did. I can't believe
that. Fact check it real quick.
Darren Williams beats Frank Gore via split decision in boxing exhibition.
Oh, okay. Let's go! I'm glad I didn't make a bet on it. That would have been awkward.
Damn, I should have. I've never been so angry. Like, I cannot believe I didn't wager everything I had on Darren Williams winning.
I'm just a great better. What could
you
I
would
say?
Have been bald exactly. Everywhere.
Oh yeah,
that would have been unfortunate.
Or a neck tattoo or something, man. That was a total missed opportunity.
Very missed opportunity.
I apologize.
And you do miss a lot of opportunities, so it's not much of a shocker to me. But
wow,
it's just not how I wanted to start 2021, man. See?
Yeah,
I'm all out of whack now, man. I'm all out of whack. Okay, let's move on. This already happened. I lost, just like Frank Gore.
Well, dude, so my kind of question going off of this, I guess, even though it already happened, who are you taking in, like, an MMA, Mortal Kombat, like, tag team kind of fight? Are you taking the NFL or the NBA?
So it's MMA?
Yeah, let's say it's MMA, like, tag team, though. Like, you can tag out.
NFL, hands down. Yeah.
All right, so if you had to pick two guys from the NFL and the NBA, who would they be?
I don't know. I think NFL, you could pick really anybody. And I mean, dude, you could go with, like,
Miles Garrett and Aaron Donald.
Yeah, that's like, you could have some huge dudes. But I do think, like, the one sport that might beat NFL, because NFL has some crazy motherfuckers, but hockey.
Oh,
I mean,
hockey's taking home. Yeah, hockey's taking home the cake. They fight every other game.
True. Yeah. They're up.
But
to
I feel like if you put NFL up against
me a good fight.
99% of NBA players, NFL players win.
King says she's gonna do the NBA.
I was thinking NBA too. Yeah. Some of those guys could scrap.
Yeah, I mean, let me see who can scrap against Miles Garrett and Aaron Donald.
Their reaches are ridiculous. That's why.
True. Yeah, Byers got a good point. They got the reach. They got the arm length.
I'm with you, Smalls. I think Aaron Donald can take a punch from Russell Westbrook.
Oh, I guess it's situational though, because if it's MMA, NFL would probably win, right? Because they're good at grappling and taking down. But if it's boxing. NBA would win because they got the length.
I can agree on that. That seems like a good middle ground.
Mm-hmm,
but yeah. I also think NBA only wins by winning the sport, not by knockout. They get more punches in and stuff.
Right.
I still think if Aaron Donald throws a punch, pretty much anybody's going down.
Dude, so who's on the top of your list to grab from the NBA to fight? Because I know one that you guys are probably going to say, and I disagree.
I mean, not at 37, but I bronze.
Yep,
bronze,
that's the one I would disagree with.
Yeah, I think. Kendrick Perkins. I mean, I'm trying to think of like some bigger dudes, right? Like
Damian Lillard, man.
Yeah,
he actually boxes on the side.
He's a badass.
Yeah, I love Damian Lillard, man.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Dwight Howard. He'd fuck some people up.
Kawhi Leonard in his prime.
You don't think Bron would fight in his prime?
I didn't know we're doing that at prime now. I mean, we can.
No, that's why I said not at 37, but at one point he would have been the first.
Okay, well, let me go to Vontaze Burfict. You want? Let's see who beats Vontaze Burfict in a fight.
I'm talking Shaquille NBA. I still take that's NFL over NBA. Yeah. I think NFL takes the cake, for sure.
All right, well, into other NFL news. We have a handful of NFL news here with the season coming to a close here shortly. Did you guys see Antonio Brown this weekend?
Dude.
I mean, who didn't?
He dropped a song.
Antonio Brown dropped a song?
Yeah.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, and a Fashion Nova ad campaign. So all right, so the headline here is Antonio Brown, he strips down mid-game and runs across the field while both teams are on the field, like lining up for a play. Runs across the field and like throws up a deuce to the whole stands. Basically just loses his mind. And like I saw you put in here, like he's got CTE, like this has to be from brain damage. But I think... it's all just a marketing ploy.
Dude, I honestly think he's got something going wrong with his brain.
It could be both. I mean,
speaking of like the guy we were just talking about before, Vontaze Burfict, After Vontaze Burfict hit Antonio Brown, I don't think he's been the same.
That's true. I mean, that's, and it could be both.
Right after he walked off the field.
No shot.
But yeah. He walked off the field and then tweeted a new song and a Fashion Nova ad campaign. Like, tell me that that doesn't catch a headline stripping down.
You guys think that he has some sort of brain injury? I said it before the podcast started. I think he's the Kanye West of the NFL right now. This guy is making moves. He is a marketing strategist.
He's talking about fighting the Paul brothers.
I mean, sky's the limit for him right now. He basically quit the NFL, so he's got a bunch of other avenues he could pursue.
Yeah, I mean, at this point, I'm glad he's out of the NFL. Hopefully he's gone for good. I would imagine at this point he is.
It was just, like, so dumb to see him do that because, like, he was literally asked to go play football, and he was just on the sidelines. He was literally just going, no, I don't want to. I don't want to do it. He, like, literally kept refusing to play. And then just we saw that whole fiasco he did.
Won a Super Bowl last year, and now he's like, yeah, end of the season, I'm dropping a mixtape.
Didn't he have like a $30 million contract or something, too?
No, it's got to be closer to the vet minimum.
Vet minimum?
He left $1 million on the table, though. Mm. He had a chance at another Super Bowl. Right, that's true, too. But, I mean, I feel like he's got his couple. He probably cares more about the money, which is why he's stripping mid-game. But, like, he needed eight catches for a third of a million, and then, like, 50 yards for a third of a million, and, like, one touchdown got him another third of a million. So he could have played one more game and got him another $1 million.
He was on the verge of a couple of records, too, actually.
Yeah.
But, I mean, hey, whatever, man.
Don't matter.
Once I know exactly how I'm quitting my job, I can tell you that much, man.
So this is obviously looking like the end of Antonio Brown's career, but just the start of Ja'Marr Chase's career, setting a single game record for rookie wide receivers with 266 yards and three touchdowns. And I won our fantasy football championship this week in a big way. Thank you to Ja'Marr Chase dropping 52 right in Brian's face.
Yep.
Let's forget who traded you, Ja'Marr.
Yeah, let's not.
You're welcome.
Oh, dude, what's in my eye, man? It's really itchy. Oh, sorry. All right, I'm back.
I feel like I know we're talking a lot of shit, but I really did kind of hook you up this year, Carl. We made that big trade at the beginning of the season, and I think I benefited from it too.
Yo,
I think we both won.
Oh, absolutely. We're both winners, but I'm the one with the cash. So
I will say Ja'Marr Chase also solidified my place for third place in the Twitch League, too. So appreciate him for doing that, too.
Yeah, speaking of the Twitch League, congratulations to the True Warrior coming away with the dub. We'll get you some of that Wayne World's Clyde merch.
What a one if I just traded my kickers out. Yes.
Really?
Yeah, well, last week I literally lost because I started Prater over Suckup, and Suckup got like 16 points and Prater only got one. I would have won, gone into the championships, and I would have gotten 180 points.
Yeah, because he would have had Ja'Marr Chase in the championship just like I did.
Yeah. I popped off.
Fish was one fucking kicker away from winning a title.
Damn. Oh bro. There was one of my brother's leagues. The dude who lost by 0.06. And the loser had the punishment. He has to eat as many hot dogs in a week as Joey Chestnut did in the competition.
Oh.
So sounds horrible. Forget what the number was. It's like 77 or something. But like I know Joey Chestnut did it in a single sitting, but if you think about it, that's 11 hot dogs a day. That's like three per meal. Like for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, you're having three.
You literally have to eat 11 hot dogs a day. Which, honestly, that doesn't sound bad.
That's a hilarious punishment, by the way.
That's funny.
Isn't it great?
That is really clever.
I might... Like 3 to 4 hot dogs every meal, breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
That kind of sounds like Harbaugh's diet over the last 10 years by just catching dick from Ohio State.
Oof.
So there's actually a rumor that he's actually going to get considered for the Raiders job. So do you think he should go back to the NFL or keep just taking the Buckeyes hot dog every year?
Stay in his lane, go back to college.
Hey, go back to the NFL. I mean, if I were him, I'd at least stay another year. You just had the best year of your life and beat the Buckeyes for the first time.
I think they're graduating one of their bigger classes, though, so they're going to have a lot of young talent coming back this year. So I don't know if he just calls it quits now that he finally beat Ohio State.
Yeah,
what his
maybe.
Move is.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't, like, looked at Michigan's classes or anything, but, I mean, I would hope he's recruiting and hopefully making it to the playoffs for the first time has something to say for that. But
right,
like,
so we don't have to keep sleeping through the Michigan game.
What's that?
We don't have to sleep through the Michigan game.
I know. That's what I was going to say. I actually like the competition. There was too much competition this year. I wish Michigan would have dialed it back a little bit and let us win. But like, I like when there's some rivalry there and it's not just us beating up on them. Although I do like beating up on Harbaugh specifically. So
oh, yeah.
If
I can't
he left,
stand
I'd
him.
Be cool with it. Yeah. I'd be cool with him leaving, but I wouldn't do it if I were him.
So there's some other controversy going on in college football right now as well with players skipping bowl games. Where do you stand on this? Like, does it give less meaning to the bowl games now that the playoff has been implemented? And where do you stand on all this?
I don't like it. I think it should still mean something, bowl games. So I think there have been a lot of talks about it being meaningless for teams like Ohio State that were like in the top four at one point or had the chance to make the playoffs and lost. And like, if you're playing in a bowl game when you feel like you should be playing in the playoffs, that's one thing. But there are a lot of teams who like start the season unranked or, you know, even move up a couple spots or whatever it is, earn their way into a bowl game. And I feel like it should still mean something and you want your players to actually play the game. So I feel like they're, I don't know if you can require players to play, because I also get why you would want to skip it if you're getting ready to go to the NFL or something. But I don't really like the direction it's heading, because at the end of the day, you're still playing in a college bowl game. Like, that's a huge deal. It's a big deal for most people to play in a high school playoff game. Yeah. I feel like it needs to get more credit.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I'm like on the same page with you, Frent. I think the bowl game should mean something going forward. And I think they do in the most part. I think it's more of just a headline. The top tier teams like are obviously shooting for the playoff, but the bowl game shouldn't be anything that just is blown to the side. That being said, I don't blame any player that opts out because of they have a professional career, because I would do the exact same thing.
Yeah, I was thinking the same way too. Like, if you're a junior or a senior and you already have NFL prospects, like, it's not worth for you to get injured before you, you know, move to that next level.
Yeah, so this bowl game with no incentive, or I can sign a $1 million contract in the NFL.
Right. If you're already getting looked at for NFL prospects, then like, why
just
risk yourself?
It just happened this last weekend. Was it the quarterback from
Pitt?
It might have been Pitt. I can't remember now, man. I'm my memory is a little blurry, but
60%.
Yeah, 60%. We stayed at 60%.
Ole Miss, that's who it was.
Ole Miss,
I knew it was
He made a big thing about it. I'm playing for my team. Like, the relationships on this team mean more to me than, you know, the contract I'm gonna get. And I respect that, but at the same time, now how much is his draft stock dropping now? You know what I mean?
I don't know, man. I think I'd play. Like, you don't. I mean, in high school, you don't not play your final season if you're gonna playing college, and like, you don't go into college like, I'm already expected to go to the NFL, I'm not going to play. I get there's reason behind that, because you want it there, you're trying to improve your draft spot and shit, but like, you signed up for the team, fucking play, you know? Like, chances are you won't get hurt bad, and I mean, it happened to this dude here, so I guess I can't say that too much, but like, I don't know. You played so many games in your life, I feel like you should stick it out for your team and also play the bowl game.
I mean, if it was reciprocated by the universities, then I would get it. But when you're equating a scholarship to the millions of dollars that they're making off of you, it doesn't even compute. So, I'm sitting in those games. Sorry about it.
Well,
I think look at Ohio State versus Utah. It gave an opportunity for some of the younger wide receivers to shine, and that's exactly what they did. So if that's what bowl games become is, you know, some of the younger players on these big stages, you know, with schools like Ohio State coming up and having to kind of make their mark, I think that's an exciting way that bowl games can be just as fun as they were.
Yeah, And honestly, like, I wouldn't do it for the school. Like, if I'm playing for Ohio State, the only people I would care about are my teammates. So maybe it's like a case by case thing where, like, if your teammates are okay with it and, you know, they're not like relying on you, then that's different. But like, I would feel like I was letting my team down if all year long we worked towards a bowl game and I was like, nah, fuck you guys. I'm making sure I'm getting paid.
Yeah. I think if I was the teammate, I'd be like, hey man, when you sign that deal, just buy me an Xbox. Don't play in this game.
Fair enough.
Yeah, yeah. Right. When you get that signing bonus, hit me up first.
Yeah.
Before we hop into the spreads and then our final truth or drink of the night, a little moment of silence for the legend, John Madden.
Mm.
That was a nice moment of silence. Also, we lost another legend, Betty White. Nothing to do with sports, but another legend that we lost.
She had that Snickers commercial where she played football.
That's true.
Yeah, true, yeah. She had her moment.
Yeah, so RIP to a couple goats. Hopping into the spreads, guys. We'll have Doug and Byer join in on the spreads for this week.
Hell yeah.
But our New Year's standing as of last week now is Fish 2-3, Frint 1-4, and I am 2-3. We all took the Browns. We all saw that it turned out, unfortunately. Great we all game. Took Cincinnati. Saw how that turned out, unfortunately. We took Fish and I took the over on the Michigan-Georgia line, which was 45.5. And it hit 45. So Frint took the under on that, and he won that one. Lakers Blazers, Fish and I took Lakers, so we got that. And then Arsenal versus Man City, Fish and I both took Man City, so we got that one. So we are off to a new year of spreads, lines, whatever you want to call it, all that good stuff. And our prompts for this week, first off, we start with the national championship. Georgia is -3 versus Bama.
Going Bama.
Yeah, me too.
Bama, 100%. Playing it smart this week.
I'm taking the dogs, man.
Bama's been playing like absolute beasts.
This is one where I hope I'm wrong. But
yeah.
Yeah, I'm with you, Fish.
Doug and Byer, do you guys just want to coincide as one being, or do you want your own separate props?
One being. Dugan Boyer.
The Dugan Boy. Dugan Boyer is present.
Are they still in that room, or are you guys just...
Yeah, they're just out of camera.
Yeah, they're not in the cam right now, but they're here.
They are here in spirit.
All right, boys, which one are we taking? You guys going with Bama or Georgia? Georgia. They're taking Georgia. So we got 2-2 split with Georgia and Bama there. Next up on the list, we have Chargers versus Raiders, and this is to get into the playoffs. Chargers are -3 on the road versus Las Vegas.
Ooh, that's a tough one.
Speaking of getting to the playoffs, just real quick, did you see there were 24 teams before last week that could still make it and only 8 spots?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's a wild thing to hear. Crazy last couple of weeks.
I did not know that. That's actually insane.
Yeah. 24 and 8, man. Like, two-thirds of them were going to get cut in the last 2 weeks. Like, they made it that far.
Yeah.
Crazy. I'm
actually
Chargers
kind of sick. I'm gonna go Chargers too, though it's kind of against Chargers. Them.
It's a clean sweep. Oh wow.
Hell
yeah. Queen sweep for the Chargers this weekend, fellas.
Definitely a queen sweep.
Yeah. on the opposite end of the spectrum, we have two teams playing for literally nothing. They both stink like shit. Washington football team versus the Giants. Washington football team is favored by 6.5.
I go Washington.
Giants, man. 6.5 is kind of a big spread.
True.
I guess it's
not
only
a
touchdown,
spread.
But like.
I guess if it's like a throwaway game, I'm not sure then.
Yeah, I'm taking the Washington football team. Dugan Boyer, where are you going with this one? They're going Washington football team as well.
All right.
Frint's the outlier on that one. And then the last one I got for you guys today, the Suns and Pelicans play tonight at 10 o'clock, I believe. Suns are favored by 7. Where are we going with this one?
Suns versus Pelicans.
Okay. I have no idea.
The coin.
Suns.
Pelicans. Going Pelicans.
Okay, going Pelicans. Friends going Suns.
The invisible coin
you
in my
got
head.
No coin.
I know. It's like I imagined in my head, and I saw a bird on the top.
Dugan Boyer going with the Suns. I'll go the Pelicans too.
Yeah. Right.
Screw it. Right. That is basketball. Yeah, that is the NBA.
That's definitely one of the weirder spreads we've had this week. Like half of the games just don't even matter.
Right. So yeah, guys, let's get into one more round of Truth or Drink / Would You Rather, and then that'll be episode 28, guys.
Mm-hmm.
I want to make everybody aware. The plan is to start moving the podcasts routinely to Wednesdays. It just will work better for our schedule, especially with the initial purpose for Thursday podcast was so we could watch the game afterwards. Thursday Night Football, that is, but Twitch kind of dicked everybody with that. So, anywho, Wednesdays going forward will be when we're doing the podcast for the most part. So, before we end here for episode 28, like I said, let's get one more round of Truth or Drinks / Would You Rathers in, and then, yeah.
All right, Smalls, which one do you want? Would you rather or Truth or Drink?
I'll do a Truth or Drink.
Give me a number, baby.
27.
Good number. What is the biggest misconception about you? Have we had that?
I don't think so. The biggest misconception about me.
I think we had that similar
that
question.
You're stupid.
Oh, thanks, Byer. You're well, that'd actually be a good misconception.
Yes.
Played off really well.
Dude. I'll go with that one. I am actually pretty well educated. I'm just a goofball in nature.
I think we're all idiots at hearts. Yeah, we're all pretty much idiots, but some of us are better than others at hiding our stupidity.
Yeah, I just love my gaming and sports and of course a couple beers.
Exactly.
So I mean when you tie all those things together you get the goofiness of Captain Smalls.
Yeah.
You know?
I like that answer.
Yeah, so we'll go with that. Brent left, but he's the one with the questions. So
that puts a wrap on the episode. This is the first episode of the new year, by the way. It just hit me now.
Yeah, first episode of the new year. Do you have a new? Well, we talked New Year's resolutions. How are yours going so far?
I downloaded the program for my data analyst thing and got all the study guides for programs, whatever you call it. I haven't looked at them yet. I just kind of did the beginning steps. So.
I gotcha.
First week in New Year, it's gonna be a long process.
I haven't eaten out yet. I packed my lunch yesterday. I didn't pack it today because I just have no food here, and I don't want to go shopping before I'm out of town.
Did you eat at the cafeteria?
Would you want me to starve?
Yeah,
I had to, Moreau. I don't know.
You broke your New Year resolution already. 4 days in.
All right, back to the Truth or Drinks.
Hell yeah.
Oh, let's get one for the Dugan Buyer before we had to fish.
Yep.
Dugan Buyer, what's your number?
What number, guys? 7.
Didn't we do 7?
I already picked 7.
Yeah.
Oh,
seven
Buyer
already
picked 7.
Do 8.
He said 3.
8.
We did that one, too.
We did 8, too.
We've only done... Like
oh
3 numbers.
41. Just do 41, whatever 41 is.
All right. Let's see. You're making me do math here.
I know. You're at Ohio State Education. Math isn't part of it. I know, buddy.
What is your biggest insecurity? You got some other Buckeyes there in the room, man. You better watch what you say.
Yeah, yeah.
What is your biggest insecurities? Guess for both of you.
Feel free to speak into the mic.
That I don't grow enough chest hair, dude. It's got this like little patch and it looks weird, so I shave it sometimes.
How about you, Doug? If you guys didn't hear Byer, he said he doesn't grow enough chest hair.
Yeah, you could hear it loud and clear. He said that proudly.
Yeah, Doug's like lifting up his shirt to check down on his chest hair now.
I was not expecting that whatsoever. That was so funny.
I mean, it kind of would have been weird if you were expecting it.
I think my insecurity would be having too much chest hair. I think I balance out the Dugan Buyer here.
Oh, yeah.
So the Dugan Buyer is balanced by their chest hair.
Just the right amount.
If only you had like this little patch right here that didn't grow, and that's only where mine grew.
I think we're gonna need like a picture of a side by side.
That was just so unexpected. That was absolutely hilarious.
My calendar. Yeah, Doug's come out with his yearly calendar. It's just a little late. All right, friend. What we got up next for Fishy here?
Number 30, baby. I don't think we did a flat number.
All right. What's a secret you've never told anyone? I think we've gotten that one, man. I feel like we're seeing a lot of the ones we saw in our regular deck this time around.
What about the number 28, I guess?
28
is definitely a number. What's your biggest fear in life?
Oh, biggest fear in life? Drowning, even though.
That's good to know.
I feel like, wow.
Why is that?
Oh, it's because I'm a fish at heart, and if I drown in my natural habitat, I mean, like...
Too ironic.
Too ironic, yeah. So, yeah, no, drowning for sure.
I almost drowned one time, man. Like, legit. Like, when I was a kid, I remember we were swimming at a place that had, like, a water trampoline.
Only if.
And it had... I'm still kicking, baby. You can't keep me down. But it had, like, one of those things coming off the side. And, like, I felt like it was, like, moving with me as I swam. And I was literally, like, done. Like, I was about to die. And I was like, here's my last chance. I swam for maybe 2 seconds as hard as I could in one direction. And just, like, came up with my last breath. And fortunately, the thing wasn't above me. But if it was, that was it. I was done. That was my last breath I had. Crazy. Wow.
GG's, bro.
Like,
Yeah, a fighter.
It would have been. I would have left. I would have been done at like 8 years old, 9 years old, however old I was. Crazy.
I'm glad you're still with us, friend.
Me too, man. It's good to be here. You guys want to pick a number for me? Boogan, Boogan Buyer or something? Dugan, Boogan
Buyer. Pick another number.
Yeah, you guys going to do one more question, then we'll wrap 40. It up here.
40.
40.
40.
40.
40.
The number was 40.
40?
I don't believe it.
My greatest weakness.
So hard to pick one.
Being too.
I don't
great.
Really have any. Yeah. I mean, I think I'm gonna have to drink.
What's his biggest weakness, Prince?
I feel like the correct answer here is not applicable.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, definitely drink your gin, buddy.
Yeah, definitely take a. Big gulp of that gym, okay?
I don't know, man. Maybe humility? I have a tough time not showing how great I am because there's just I'm great at so much stuff, but I think I just have to do this one.
God damn it, friend.
And on that note, we'll save your guys' ears. That's episode 28. You guys can find us on Twitch, obviously. We're also on YouTube, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Apple Podcasts. Any of you guys' support on the When Worlds Collide platform is very much appreciated, as well as Captain Smalls on all those platforms. Thank you guys very much. Episode 28 will be going to regularly on Wednesdays from here on forward is the plan. Keep you guys updated on that in the Discord. If you're not part of the Discord, hop on in, join the chaos, as Tink said earlier. And once again, thank you guys for joining us for episode 28.
Here's to a new year, first podcast of the new year, and
oh, yeah.
Hopefully great, we keep doing this throughout. Cheers, boys.
Cheers, everybody. Everybody have a lovely Taco Tuesday.
Taco Tuesday!